week before last, they finished it up from the 14th to the 20th, I believe, had the opening.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I had
no
idea.
There were celebrations.
Yeah. And that's why they had that new piece of sculpture.
You see, if they would just closed off that section and took the traffic off of it, but now you've got to pay 50 and 75 cents an hour to park, they won't do it.
It's a lot of money an hour.
You see, they priced themselves out of business.
Yeah.
You take out here, you've got to have an income at least $13,000 to $15,000 to get in here, see. It's not so easy, except getting that web board, see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know that thing of monstrosity they put on 5th of May looks like silly putty to me. If they don't. Oh, $180,000, whatever it was for.
Is that how much?
$180,000.
I haven't been down to see it yet. I've seen pictures of them in the newspaper.
And then they already got dirty words written on those benches downtown. They don't look good. Then they have to have a security man at night down there. They take the place.
Yes, well, another expense.
You sit there a while and somebody will proposition you. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Now, don't bother me, because I just say, well, I'm behind my homework now, and I let it go with that.
Yeah.
But it's there, you might as well admit it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the state has that building there on 10th and Main, put a lot of offices in, brought a lot of people in the daytime, but they work, they don't buy nothing downtown. They grab their car and take off. And then they Adam's Rib down there, where Blass's, where Dillard's used to be, it went broken 3 months. Adam's Rib,
Three months?
Yep. Now they got another one, that one broke.
And Jordan has
quit down there since he opened up the mall. Or in Jordan. And that shoe store on 7th and Main, it quit there since they opened the mall.
Well,
you see the class of people down there now that don't have that kind of money to keep.
People don't go down there in the evening to eat or to shop.
No, it's too dangerous.
It is. It's too dangerous.
See all that shade and the light and shadow?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, there's a riffraff there. You can buy anything you want to. It's illicit down there, I guess, in a few days. Mm-hmm. But they've got guards down there, security men. I think they can't cover the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they get corrupt, there's no end to it.
No, nobody be going down there.
Well, see, then, I don't know, colored people are all right and white people are all right, but you got to take them where you're sitting, not where you like to be.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, is it term uptown ever used or is it always called downtown?
I'll call it downtown. Of course, you live out 8 or 10 blocks away, you still call it downtown.
Okay. Are there certain areas in the town where the colored people live, or?
Yeah, it used to be. Now, Oak Forest, and anywhere they got their money, they can go now. That's the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
They used to be on West 9th Street. Now, that looks like a graveyard at midnight. It's buildings unoccupied, and I remember when they called it West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that day, and transportation, they took to the back of the car. Well, that hurt my feelings all the time. I didn't think it was right, see. Because they were doing the same body out. But I wasn't running the show. I just, and they had a lot of fights on about it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sit down by a bicycle, they have white or color, they shove them off in the aisle, see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that don't taste very good.
Well, when you were a boy here, did they live in the same place, or where did the colored people live?
Yeah, they lived on West 9th Street, and I lived on Wright Avenue,